For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed with one another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that have Christ are crucified with the flesh and affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of anger, provoking one another, envying one another.
Love never faileth. Love never gives up. You never run out of it. Love is being nice to your brothers and sisters, being kind to them and letting them be first.
Boy, the happiness in someone being kind, bringing
peace takes the place of worry. In Philippians 4, 6 through 7, the God of peace, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Patience is when you wait your turn. In school, you need to be patient when you raise your hand until the teacher calls on you. When you are standing in line waiting for a snack or lunch, you need to be patient at recess. You need to not butt in line.
Gentlemen, please handle something or someone with care.
Goodness is not to be selfish, rather to be kind. Be good, rather be bad. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders have obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of the things which do appear.
Meekness is not rushing or always being demanding. Meekness is being kind to everyone, even to people who are struggling or even are homeless.
Self-control.
He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. Proverbs 25:28.
Son, my brother, be strong in the Lord and power is my foot on the warm earth, that you may be able to stand against the walls of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. God holds us together like a belt.
Say that again.
Say it again.
God's truth holds us together like a belt.
To protect your heart from the devil's attacks, when Jesus rules your heart, he is your righteousness.
How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Romans 10:15.
Thank you.
Faith lets you see what cannot be seen, and it is evidence of these things.
The sword of the Spirit.
It pierces through the sins of people, and the word of God is sharper than any other sword.
My name is Naomi. I'm Elimelech's wife. My name means pleasantness.
My name is Milan. I am Elimelech and Naomi's son. My name means sickly.
My name is Chilion. I'm also Elimelech and Naomi's son. My name means wasting.
I am an Israelite. We are supposed to be God's special people, but God seems to be punishing us. We would go out to plant our crops, but they would never come up. It seemed like it would never rain. Our animals were dying. Our money was running out. And so I took matters into my own hands. I took my family to the land of Moab. I heard it rains a lot in Moab.
But going to Moab hasn't seemed to help us. Elimelech got sick and he died. Now, if being a poor married woman is hard, try being a poor widow woman. Thankfully, I still have my two sons.
And not only does she have her two loving sons, but now she has a lovely daughter-in-law. Meet my wife, Ruth.
If having one daughter-in-law is good, try having two. Meet my new wife, Orpah.
But God's punishment was hard against me. Miriam and Chilion died. I was 100% destitute, left from a foreign country with people I didn't know. Why did God do this to me? I heard the rain had started falling in Israel again. I didn't have much hope there, but even less in Moab. So I packed my bags with Ruth and Orpah, and we began traveling back to Israel. But the closer to Israel I got, the guilter I felt. What life would Ruth and Orpah have in Israel? No one would marry them. They're foreigners. And I wasn't about to have two sons that could one day marry. Ruth, Orpah, I want you to return to Moab. Get married and live good lives there.
No, Naomi. We're going to Israel with you.
Why would you go with me? Even if I could still have children, would you want to wait till they're old enough to marry? God's hand is against me.
Naomi has always been a wonderful mother-in-law to me, but she was right. What hope did I have in Israel? After a tearful farewell, I turned back to Moab.
Naomi, I'm not leaving.
Ruth, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her idols. Please, for your own good, follow her.
Naomi, please don't let me leave. Wherever you go, I am going to go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people are going to be my people, and your God is going to be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and I'll be buried there. God judge me if I don't stay true to this promise.
Ruth certainly had a stubborn streak in her. When I saw there was no hope in persuading her, we both continued on to Israel. When we arrived at Bethlehem, people were excited to see me. Is this Naomi? They asked. Don't call me Naomi, was my reply. Call me Mara, which means bitter, because God dealt bitterly with me. I went to Moab full, but God brought me back to Bethlehem empty.
So we settled into Bethlehem, but life as widows in Israel was difficult. We couldn't just go out and get jobs to support ourselves. There was no way that we could farm Elimelech's land, but God cares about people, especially poor people. In his law, he provided for those of us who are poor. When the farmers around us were harvesting their grain, they were to leave grain around the edges of the field unharvested for us poor folks to collect. And so I determined to go and find a field to gather food for me and Naomi.
My name is Boaz. My name means strength or swiftness. I am a relative of Elimelech's. God has blessed me as a farmer. He has also blessed me with faith,
with faithful servants who helped me harvest our crops. One day, as I walked up to my field, I saw an unfamiliar woman picking up grain around the edge of my field. "Who is this lady?" I asked my servant. When my servant explained to me that she was Ruth, Naomi's daughter-in-law, I went up to where she was working. "Ruth, do not go to any other fields. Stay here, and I will make sure you have plenty of food and water. I will make sure no one hurts you."
"What have I done to find favor from you, Boaz?"
"I've heard all that you have done for Naomi. God bless you for your kindness, because you have come to him for protection."
So I stayed at Boaz's field all day. He gave me quite a lunch. In the afternoon, it seemed like the men who were harvesting the grain were rather sloppy, because lots was getting left behind for us to gather. At the end of the day, I had gathered over a half bushel of thresh grain. I couldn't wait to get home to Naomi.
"Ruth, where did you gather all that grain today? Bless the man you gathered so much."
"The man's name was Boaz."
"Praise God who led you to Boaz's field. He's a close relative of ours."
"Boaz had told me to keep coming back until his harvest was finished. And so I continued harvesting there, gathering grain for me and Naomi. But then Naomi got an idea."
"And God's law says that when a man dies and leaves a widow, his brother should marry that widow, so that the dead man can have an heir. Also, God's law makes it possible for poor people to sell their land temporarily to a close relative or a kinsman redeemer, so they can get money. Boaz is a close relative who could fill the role of kinsman redeemer for us. Take a bath, put perfume on, and put your very best clothes on. Go down to where Boaz is threshing wheat tonight. Boaz will be staying there tonight to guard the wheat from thieves. After he lies down and goes to sleep, go up to him and uncover his feet. Lay down there at his feet. This will show him that you are asking for protection, to play the part of kinsman redeemer for you and me."
So I took a bath, put on my best clothes, obeyed everything Naomi told me. At the threshing floor, it took Boaz a long time to go to sleep, but finally he did. When I was sure he was out, I followed Naomi's instructions to the letter. "Now, I don't know if you have ever made a marriage proposal while lying on the cold, hard ground. It isn't a very pleasant experience." Finally, at midnight, Boaz woke with a jolt.
"Who's there?"
"I am Ruth, your servant. Take me under your wing and be a kinsman redeemer to Naomi and me."
"Ruth, God bless you. You are showing incredible kindness by choosing me over someone who is younger."
"I will try to do what you are asking. I'm a close relative to Elimelech, but there is a closer relative tomorrow. I will talk to him. If he will choose to be your kinsman redeemer, then good. But if not, then I certainly will."
The first thing in the next morning, I went to the city gate of Bethlehem. There I found Asher, Elimelech's closest relative. "Come here, Asher. Sit down beside me. Naomi wants to sell Elimelech's land. I thought I should tell you of this. You are first in line to buy it, but if you choose not to buy it, let me know, because I would like to if you don't."
"Sure, I'll buy it."
"Very well, but remember, on the day that you buy the land, you will also marry Ruth, so that Malin, her husband, can have an heir."
"Well, in that case, I cannot buy. Marrying Ruth will endanger my whole inheritance. You buy the land."
"Very well, I will buy the land. All present here today are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all that was Elimelech's, Malin's, and Chilion's. Also, I am going to marry Ruth, Malin's wife, to raise up on heir for Malin."
So Boaz married Ruth, God blessed the wonderful son-in-law and daughter-in-law to a beautiful boy, who then named Obed. You see, folks, my God does provide. He does leave us full. He gave me a wonderful daughter-in-law who has been better to me than seven sons. She chose to forsake idols and worship the only true God. He raised up a kinsman redeemer to rescue me and Ruth from the poverty and gave my son Middle and hair. And God will provide for your needs. Most importantly, Jesus, the Son of God, wants to be your kinsman redeemer, to buy you back from the power of your sin.
Jesus,
to share four truths with you tonight. Remember what the four truths was? You are what? Lovable. You are valuable. You are forgivable and capable. You are lovable. We are all lovable. God all made us. We are made in his image. And God loves us just like he loved Ruth, who was a stranger away from Israel. But she chose the one true God, And God loves all of us, no matter who we are, where we're at, what we did in the past. God loves us. Another thing that's true is that we are valuable. To some people, Ruth was a stranger, a foreigner, but she was welcome into God's family, and she chose to worship and go where Naomi goes. And everybody's valuable. I have a dollar bill here. It has some value yet. Huh? You can buy something with a dollar. But if I crunk it all up, if I stomp on it, if I spit on it, it's still valuable because it's still a dollar bill. And that's how it is with you and I. We get crumpled up. We get stomped on. We get spit on. We do that to other people sometimes, but we still have value. And that's why we need forgiveness, God's forgiveness. God commended his love to us and that while we were yet sinners, what's a sinner? Somebody that breaks God's law. And when we break God's law, we hurt ourselves and we hurt other people around us. But we are forgivable because Jesus paid the price for our sins. He gave his blood so we might be cleansed. And because of that, we are capable to do what he wants us to do and to live for him, just like Ruth chose to. So I hope you enjoyed tonight. Thank you for sharing your children with us. We considered a trust. And I'd like to recognize some people tonight. As you heard, we did the fruit of the Spirit and the armor of God. And there was quite a few verses that went along with us with that. And so Maria, Melina, James, Caleb, Martha, and Benji took the challenge and memorized Ephesians 6, 10 through 19. And then Maria, Melina, James, Caleb, and Martha memorized Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. So I want to recognize them. I want to recognize our staff who work with your children. We have Ben Z. You stand up and raise your hand. Ben Z, Ben Zimmerman, and Ben S. Ben Sensnick. Is he here tonight? His sister's here. I don't see Ben S. Well, anyway, we had Ben Z. Is he what? Amaya's up here. Okay. Maya's brother. Put your hand up for... Okay. We had Ben Z and Ben S. They did the games with the guys. Okay. For the Bible lessons, we had Philip. Philip, where you at? He's in the back. Philip did the fellas Bible lesson, and Melita started out doing the Bible lesson, and then she got called away. She's working elsewhere, so my wife, Sharon, she took over. You raise your hand. Show them who you are. The preschool was the teacher, Martina Metzler, this year, and Martina had a helper, Melanie Sensnick. I don't believe she's here tonight, but and also Melody Metzler. She came a couple times. She's in the back there. The crafts. John and Nate Harnish, where are you at? I didn't see you yet tonight. They're in the back there. They are responsible for doing the wood crafts with the guys. And the girls was Katrina Harnish. Katrina Metzler, right? For about a year and 3 months now. Yeah. Katrina did this, did the crafts. And Mark, he helped. What did you do, Mark? Yeah, he was Katrina's cheerleader. Yeah, no, Mark was all around helper, fit in where he was, but yeah, we're glad for each one. And I want to recognize someone very special tonight. Who was our snack lady? Anyway, who was our snack lady? Edison. What's her name?
Grace.
Where are you at? Where's Grace at? Grace, I want you to hobble up here. Yeah, come on. Mine now. I want you to come up here, Sharon. Can you hold that? Grace, come on up here. Don't be shy. You're not shy about anything else. For the last 7 years, come up front here. The last 7 years, Grace has been our snack lady. And she's not on her last leg, but it looks like it. But there's some changes in Grace's life. And so we want to honor Grace tonight by... this is yours.
patient for all of you today. Say, guys, is that all right?
Yeah.
That's kind of great. Good.
Oh, yes, Amaya, you are recognized that for your brother, but Amaya was also Katrina's helper, Katrina Metzler, right? Right. So Amaya, raise your hand. She helped too a lot. Okay, what else did I want to do? Edison, what were we supposed to do at the end? What's at the very end? And we will have a
treat.
All right. So I'm going to dismiss the children first. Thank you very much for coming. And go downstairs and enjoy yourselves. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Pastor John, for having all of us.
Yeah.